Now, if you pick up newspapers in America, and indeed some here, you'll see all sorts of things about little green men. Well, President Obama is involved in all this. Obama says no evidence aliens have made contact with Earth. And seemingly, he'd said a few days ago, they are real. Goodness me, I wonder what the astronomy community makes of all this. David Moore is from Astronomy Ireland. He's on the line. Hello to you, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, little green men, do they exist?
Probably is the answer. And it's great to have a world figure like a former US president who should really know get immersed in this, let's call it a controversy. But when you look at what he actually said, it was about aliens in general. And most of us, myself included, think they probably do exist somewhere in the universe, just like he said. But are they buzzing us? Do the Americans have any of even their bodies wrapped up in Area 51 in the USA? No, most of us don't think so. And Obama went on record, straightening the record to say he wasn't saying that. He was basically saying the scientific opinion, which a lot of scientists believe, there should be other intelligent life in the universe, but that the Americans don't have it. He wasn't saying that. So once he's clarified that, he's just stepped into an area that really fascinates people and, you know, is a subject of great speculation because we only have evidence of one example of intelligent life in the universe, and that's here on the Earth. So far.
There's always been these theories. There's always these theories of parallel existence that people, you know, there's certain species or whatever can cross the divide. So they live in a parallel, so they don't have to travel millions of light years away to reach us. They're actually living beside us, but it's in a parallel universe.
I mean, there are all kinds of exotic ways of making this procedure work. The problem is we don't see aliens walking around or landing on the White House lawn saying, take me to your leader. So, it's open to great speculation. The scientists can't say that there is no intelligent life elsewhere in the universe. So it's really captured human imagination. And if you think about it, it all comes from ourselves. Here we are for sure. In the universe, matter that the Big Bang made has become self-aware and is contemplating the universe itself. So, of course, we're going to wonder, was this unique? Did something special happen on the Earth? We're running a story in Astronomy Ireland magazine next month about how it seems that the amount of materials in the Earth's crust had to be within a very narrow range to let there be enough things like phosphorus on the Earth's crust for life to form. And we didn't know that until recently. It's still a new theory that's up for a bit of debate, but if it's true, and it has been refereed by other scientists, then it constrains the chance of intelligent life in the universe even more. So we did a 3-hour documentary on national radio about this a few years ago during lockdown and looked at all the evidence. But, you know, we think the building blocks for life exist throughout the universe. There's water, obviously, on the Earth, but also on the moons of Jupiter, where we didn't think there would be life, and it's warm water because of the gravitational friction that's going on there. And there's even water even further out on one of the moons of Saturn, and probably elsewhere. The universe is teeming with water. It's very special. It's a great solvent. Complicated chemistry can get involved. And we think that's how at least single-cell life got started on the Earth. All this organic stuff sloshing about in the Earth's oceans, perhaps for millions of years, making more and more complicated molecules till you arrive at things like DNA, which are self-replicating molecules. And then they go on to evolve into all the life that we have on the Earth. But there are some big stumbling blocks along the way. So we'd be pretty sure that you can get simple life teeming throughout the universe. Whether it ever becomes intelligent, we just don't know yet. And trying to find signals from aliens is probably the simplest thing to do. And there are people doing that. One of the founders of Microsoft, Paul Allen, I think he came from Cork originally, or his family did. He's put millions, passed away since, into the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, the serious scientific search, looking for radio signals coming from nearby stars that might have advanced civilizations going around them. And, you know, that's how we got here. That's the practical way to find it. But like you said, you can have multiverses, all kinds of crazy and exotic science, and that could be another way of doing it. But I have personally haven't seen any evidence of it. I know I've been talking nonstop for quite a while, but one thing I've often said is I'm so convinced there's no aliens buzzing the Earth. I think they'd have better things to do than that. But I'm often out in the countryside photographing the night sky, and very easy to abduct. And if they're out there, I defy them to come down and snatch me. I'm really easy to get. They haven't done it in decades, so I can only assume either, one, they don't exist buzzing the Earth, or they just don't listen to East Coast radio. And how intelligent are they if they don't do that?
Well, I hope none of them take up your offer anyway, because it's nice to have you on occasionally, David.
If I vanished, you know where I've gone.
Thanks for joining us. Good morning to you. Thank you.
Good morning.
Bye-bye. That's David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland. Astronomy.ie if you're looking for them on the World Wide Web. So now, and that was all triggered by Obama. President Obama says no evidence aliens have made contact with the Earth, days after saying they are real. It's a morning show at East Coast.